This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The International Olympic Committee said Wednesday some 80% of athletes qualified for the Tokyo Olympics have now been vaccinated against COVID-19, with just over a month to go before the start of the Games. The Japanese capital is set to host the postponed Tokyo 2020 Olympics beginning July 23rd, amid concerns the global event will burn in a medical system already strained by the coronavirus pandemic. Many Japanese and medical experts oppose staging the Games, saying they could trigger a new wave. Japan has been spared from widespread infections seen elsewhere, but has recorded more than 760,000 cases and more than 13,000 deaths. Tokyo and some other regions are under a state of emergency set to be lifted on June 20th. About 11% of Japanese have had at least one vaccine dose, low compared to other rich nations. But Tokyo 2020 organizers have tried to reassure the public by banning foreign visitors and said visiting athletes and media crews will be tracked by GPS for the first 14 days of their stay to ensure they do not stray from their itineraries. U.S. President Joe Biden departed on the first foreign trip of his presidency Wednesday, touting strong alliances ahead of summits with G7, European, and NATO partners before a face-to-face with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Biden told reporters as he boarded his presidential plane Air Force One outside Washington, his trip would make, quote, clear to Putin and China that Europe and the United States are tight. The 78-year-old president is headed first to Britain for a G7 summit, a meeting of the group of seven wealthy economies. He will later visit Queen Elizabeth, fly to Brussels for summits with NATO and the EU, then finish up in Geneva where he meets Putin next Wednesday. This is VOA News. Google's parent company Alphabet said Wednesday it will build an undersea cable that would connect the United States, Brazil, Uruguay, and Argentina to bolster regional internet connection capacity. The cable called Fermina will be the longest in the world, going from the U.S. East Coast to Argentina, according to the company. It claims Fermina will improve access to Google services for users in South America, such as Search, Gmail, and YouTube, as well as Google Cloud services. The announcement comes amid a surge in demand for internet and cloud services as the COVID-19 pandemic has pushed more work, shopping, and entertainment online. Albania's parliament Wednesday impeached the country's president for violating the constitution and discharged him from the post. Final approval lies with Albania's constitutional court within 3 months after a parliamentary investigation found the president violated the constitution with a so-called biased approach against the ruling socialists during April's parliamentary electoral campaign. A report claimed he violated 16 articles and incited violence. He has denounced the investigation and impeachment attempt, arguing they are illegal. South Korean fire officials say at least 9 people were killed and 8 injured when a 5-story building collapsed suddenly Wednesday, a failed demolition that saw the building fall onto a busy street. It collapsed as it was being demolished in Gwangju, some 700 kilometers southwest of capital Seoul, according to local fire officials. South Korea has been known in the past for having a bad safety record in terms of infrastructure. A department store collapse killed more than 500 people in 1995, and a bridge collapsed in 1994 killed 49 people, but the country has in recent years tried to improve its safety record. And European lawmakers Wednesday endorsed a new travel certificate ahead of summer that will allow people to move between countries in Europe without having to quarantine or undergo extra tests for coronavirus. The widely awaited certificate is aimed at saving Europe's travel industry from another vacation season hindered by COVID-19 restrictions. Holiday destination countries like Greece have led the drive for the certificate, which will take both paper and digital form. All EU countries must recognize it for 1 year beginning July 1st. Several have already begun introducing the system, including Bulgaria, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Germany, Greece, and Poland. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.